I'm just jiving with Reggie Apple.
Where's my damn cup?
What up, what up, what up, what up? What up, what up, what up, what up? What's happening, everybody? This is the 29th episode of Reggie Hathorn's Purple Cup Talk, where we talk about real shit, random shit, and relatable shit. Sometimes you get one, sometimes you get two, and sometimes you get all three. But rest assured, you will get one. And today, I think you're just going to get one. I think this is going to be a real episode. No, I can't say I think. This will be a real episode. You're going to just get real shit. And before we get started, you know, I got to show some love. Just want to thank everybody for coming through. If this is your first time listening, appreciate you coming. If you have been through here before, thank you for bringing your ass back. And I want to give some special love to my supporters. Those are the people that, you know, donate a couple of dollars every month to make sure my cup stays full. And you, too, can be a supporter. All you got to do is go to purplecuptalk.com, click on the supporters tab, and voila. You are there. And if you are listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, make sure you rate it and give it a review. And like I always say, if you don't have anything positive to say, keep it to your motherfucking self. That's it. That's all I got right now. Today, I'm going to tell you real quick what I'm going to be what I'm getting into today. So I guess it is going to be a tad bit of random. I'm going to the movies. I'm going to do some movie hopping. I'm going to see Black and Blue, the movie with Tyrese and Naomi Harris. And I'm also going to see The Joker. I'm finally going to see The Joker. So today I will be movie hopping and I will be talking about those movies on Tuesday, the Tuesday's episode. So, you know, stick around for that. And I'm going to watch Dolemite tomorrow. Going to watch that tomorrow. So I'm going to be talking about a lot of movies and shit on Tuesday. So, you know, check out Dolemite if you haven't already. So you can, you know, it won't be a spoiler alert. So that's it. That's all I got today. We are going to be talking about thinking with your dick. Thinking with your dick. I was going to title this episode Dick Pride. And it may be Dick Pride by the time I post it. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm going to call it Dick Pride. You know, because that kind of has, to me, it puts you in the mind of gay pride to me. And with me not being gay, I don't know if I wanted to have that same ring as gay pride. No disrespect to gay pride. No disrespect. But I just don't know if I want to. I don't want it to have the same ring. I don't want you to think about gay pride when you hear me talking about dick pride. So it's going to be something totally different by the time I post it. All right. It may just be called thinking with your dick. And I want to just start off with saying this. Thinking with your dick is such a general phrase. It's such a generic phrase. And I think all the brothers, we should come up with our own definition because everybody's experiences are different. Your experiences won't look like mine. Your outcomes won't look like mine. So I think everybody needs to. Yeah, sure. There's a general definition for thinking with your dick, a generic concept. So come up with something on your own, because in this episode that you're about to hear, I'm talking about my shit. I ain't talking about your dick. I don't know what you felt like when you thought with your dick, but I know what I was going through when I thought with my dick. So I want to tell you what prompted this podcast. But before I tell you what prompted the podcast, I want to so what happened was I made a post on social media yesterday, and the post said, I finally stopped thinking with my dick when I was 42. I stopped thinking with my dick when I finally stopped thinking with my dick when I was 42. And now when I fuck, I'm intentional and yeah, I fuck with purpose. And I ain't fucking just for kicks. I got that line from a Prince song. I really just threw that in there because I had used the word fucking in the previous line. I really didn't mean anything by that. I'm a Prince fan. So I thought that was cool if I would just throw that in there because it was kind of relevant. It kind of like went with it. But it really just ain't about fucking when you're thinking with your dick. And I know a lot of people think it's not just about fucking with me. And I know a lot of women think thinking with your dick is basically about fucking. Not saying all women think that, but just from the comments that I got on that post, it seems like a lot of women think that thinking with your dick has something to do with fucking. And that is so not the case. And let me say this, ladies. You cannot tell a man when it's time for him to stop thinking with his dick. You can't. We can't tell you when you should start doing certain things as a lady. We can't tell you how to think and be as a lady, you know, what's feminine. So you can't tell us when we can stop, when we should stop thinking with our dick. I just want to just put that out there so we can just clear the air. So ladies, just sit back and just let the fellas have this one. Let the fellas have this one so we can just talk about a time when we thought with our dick or not. Fellas, you sit back and relate and you think about your dick and how you thought about your dick, thought with your dick when you did. Okay. So anyway, and what prompted the post? Let me tell you what prompted the post. I was strolling down my timeline and I saw a picture of a young lady that I was once interested in. No longer. I was interested in her some years ago. And I was like, I wonder what happened to her. You know what I'm saying? You know how sometimes you see people and that you liked at one point in time and you're like, I wonder what happened to old girl, or what? I wonder what happened to old boy. Well, I thought about this chick. We had talked on the phone twice. And the first time we talked on the phone may have been 15 to 20 minutes, right? And the next day, after only talking on the phone 15 to 20 minutes, she starts sending me shots of her breast, shots of her cleavage. And I'm going to stop right there because I'm going to get more into that a little bit further when we get a little bit further into this thing. Okay. So what I'm going to do is tell you what I think thinking with my dick is. And I can tell you the mindset I was in when I was thinking with my dick versus when I wasn't thinking with my dick. Okay. When I was thinking with my dick, I was selfish as fuck. I was very egocentric. I'm very lustful. And I stereotype women. I objectify women. That's the mindset I'm in when I'm thinking with my dick. When I'm not thinking with my dick, I'm very logical. I'm big picture. I'm selfless. And I don't allow you to put me in a box or diminish my character. When I say you, that could be men or women, believe it or not. And I'm going to give you some real life examples. So what I'm going to do before we get back into the young lady and, you know, move along, I'm going to give you a few real life examples of when my dick was put to test. And I know some of you are like, God damn, he has said dick about 33,000 times. Hey, the title, we talking about dicks. So if the word dick offends you, I don't know what to tell you, but this episode is talking about thinking with your dick, so you're going to hear the word dick a lot. That's all I got. But so like I said, I'm going to give you some real life examples of when my dick was put to the test. I'm not going to give you any hypothetical situations or any generic examples. I mean, but you can apply my thought process to some generic scenarios, but the shit I'm about to talk about is real life. I'm going to give you three. I'm only going to give you three. There are more. But I want to give you three so you can just kind of see, he didn't think about his dick there, or he did think about his dick there. And you can just kind of get an overall view of when I thought with my dick and I didn't think with my dick. Okay. And I'm going to kind of like juxtapose the two. So back to this young lady. So she sent me a picture of her cleavage, and one she was actually, she had her, and I didn't respond. Because I didn't really know what the fuck to say other than it looks good. You know, it was nice. So I didn't respond. So the next day she sent another one. And this one just wasn't about her cleavage. Just wasn't cleavage. She had her shirt off and she was holding her breasts up where you could see her nipples. And I'm thinking, you don't even know me. We haven't even met in person. We met online. And you're sending me pictures of your cleavage and pictures of your nipples. And had I thought with my dick, I would have responded, and I'd have been like, when can I get some of that? I would have been real lustful. I'd have been like, you know, shit, when we going to meet? Those look good. You know, I would have went down through that whole little thing. But I stopped and I was like, hold on, man, she doesn't know me. And I don't know what she was going through as she was thinking this. I'm not finna sit up here and say she has low self-esteem or any of that type of shit, because I don't know why she sent those. I don't know where her head was when she sent them, and I wasn't going to try to figure out where her head was when she sent them. All I know is how it made me feel when she sent them. It made me feel like she thought that that's what I needed, or she put me in a box. You know, she kind of diminished my character, so to speak, because she may have felt like other men needed that, or that's what she needed to do to get my attention. And I wasn't going to allow her to put me in a box, to stereotype me. And so I just didn't respond to her. That was not thinking with my dick. That was allowing myself to be logical. That was having some pride about myself. That was having some character. And I was not going to allow her to take that moment away from that moment to let my character shine by just letting her diminish it. You know, because I was actually insulted by that. I was like, you don't even know me. We've never met. I've talked to you every bit of 15 minutes. The thing that attracted me to you was your mind, you know, was your energy. And now you done took that away from me. You didn't allow that to progress. You didn't allow that to grow. You didn't allow me to continue to get to know you. And now you're already showing me your titties. That may work for some men. And I'm sure it does. But that doesn't work for me. You did not get a chance to see what I was even interested in. Yes, I'm interested in women's bodies, but I was trying to, you know, get to know her. So that was an insult to me, and it was a total turnoff. Now, is it okay for women to send me breasts and, you know, pictures of their pussies and shit? Yeah, if that's where we are. But when you send that shit prematurely, if you don't give me a chance to be a grown man, if you don't give me a chance to get to know you, I am insulted. I am highly insulted because that's an insult to my character. That's you saying, I think you need this. You generalize me. You generalize me, and I will not allow you to do that. So that is not thinking with my dick. Like I said, thinking with my dick, I would have been all over it. I've been trying to fuck. I would have jumped on the plane. I'd be like, hey, let me put my dick in them titties. That's the type of shit I would have said if I was thinking with my dick. And so, yeah, that's one scenario. This is going to be a very short podcast. This is going to be a very short podcast because we ain't got to talk about thinking with your dick long. Another scenario. And just so you guys know, man, I get, and this has nothing to do with me, but I get women sending me inboxes, DMing me with pictures and videos of them playing with their pussies and shit, and they don't know me. So that's me saying, I'm not going to allow you to generalize me. I'm not going to allow you to put me in a box thinking that's what I need for you to get my attention. And when I get those from women that I don't know, I ban them. I block them. I report them because that's not what I need. And I don't want you thinking that's what I need. And if I respond to that, that's me thinking with my dick. And I don't think with my dick anymore. Not all. Hey, let me be real. There are times I think with my dick. Let me be real. But 95% of the time, I don't think with my dick. Okay. The next scenario I want to bring up to you guys to kind of point out when my dick was put to a test. Once before, when I first moved to LA, I moved to LA in 2016, in 2016. Yeah. I was shooting some films with the guy. I had a and I don't mind saying this guy's name because I think he's a piece of shit. Shooting films. I had a producer, this guy named Bob. He was a middle-aged. He was like an older white guy. I would say 65, 70, not old, but just, you know, older than me. 65, 70 years old. He was also my director of photography. He did a lot with this particular project. He did the sound. He did the video. He helped produce it. So he did a lot with this, you know, with this project that I was doing. And once before, we were shooting a scene, and it was a young lady in the scene, and she had to come out of the shower. So she was coming out of the shower, and she came out of the shower with her towel wrapped around her. Because one thing, I don't want to do like obscene, you know, or nude scenes. So she came out the shower with a towel wrapped around her, and we shot her scene. And then she walked out the bathroom, and Bob said something kind of inappropriate. Well, not kind of inappropriate, but he said something inappropriate to her. He said, I like your cleavage. And she just kind of smirked a little bit. And then she walked out, and he said, man, I was hoping that towel fell off of her so I could see her titties. Thinking with my dick, I would have agreed. I would have been like, man, right, she does have some nice ass titties, right? But I took the high road. I was like, say, man, I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate you objectifying women on my set, or just period. Don't objectify women on my shit. Don't talk to my cast like that. As a matter of fact, let's just go ahead and get you out of here. And I was already $8,000 into this project, and I couldn't get my money back because he had already done a lot of work. But that's one real life example of how I didn't think with my dick, but I could have. So my dick was put to test. And I want you thinking with your dick is always about fucking, because it's not for me. Thinking with my dick is not always about fucking. It's about having character or the lack of character. It's about having good judgment or the lack of good judgment. It's about seeing the big picture or not seeing the big picture. So I saw the big picture and I'm like, I'm not going to objectify this woman like this. That's fucking insulting. I don't want you to think that just because I'm a man that all men think like that. All men do not think like you. And so that was a scenario where my dick was put to the test. So thinking with your dick is not just about you being lustful. It's not just about your dick getting on hard, you seeing women and you just trying to holler at everybody. That's not what thinking with your dick is to me. Now, that may be what it is for a lot of men, but that's not the only thing it is for me. It's a deeper meaning than that. So that was an opportunity that thinking with my dick was put to the test. It was like, I can either act like I'm part of the boys club, or I can be my own fucking man and stand up for this woman when she's, you know, being insulted. And she wasn't going to say anything because, you know, she wanted the job. And that made me think about some other things, how sometimes women put up with things because they want to keep a job. And so I went to bat for her and I fired the dude on the set and he had to get all this shit out. And my cast was like, wow, we appreciate that. We don't see many people doing shit like that. Not in Hollywood. But yeah, I missed, like I said, it was a great project. It was a good project. I was $8,000 in and couldn't get my money back. But I don't want people to, what's the word here? Devalue what thinking with your dick and what it really means to me. Okay. And I want to say this, in this social media age, there are tons and tons of pretty women that you have that we as men have access to, and you women have access to a ton of good looking ass dudes. And it could be very easy for a man, or for me, for any man, to just get all types of pussy, because all types of pussy is right there in front of us. We're looking at tons of pretty women all day. And if I was thinking with my dick, I would be approaching every one of them, every one of them I see. But what I do is I take a step back and I actually, you know, I pay attention to this woman's, to her post. I pay attention to the things that she say. I pay attention to the things that she's interested in. I pay attention to how people react to her instead of just jumping in her DM because she's pretty, just jumping in her DM because I want to fuck her, just because she's attractive. And just because she's attractive doesn't mean I'm attracted to her. So I give myself that space. I give myself that time to see if I'm actually attracted to her before I go in and trying to stick my dick in her. That's me not thinking with my dick. If I was thinking with my dick, I'd be in a ton of women's DMs. Because there's some good looking motherfuckers. I have some good looking ass people on my friend list. I have some good looking ass people that follow my page on social media. And I make it a point to not, you know, inbox these women. I make it a point to not think with my dick. I think big picture. I'm like, Reg, you have a brand to protect. You have an image to protect. You know, you want to, you know, just maintain integrity and maintain, you know, professionalism. So don't make it your thing. You don't have to think what could happen if you did that. What could happen if you were DMing every pretty woman that come in it on your page? It's not a good look. That page would end up probably getting shut down or not shut down literally by Facebook, but women talk. They'd be like, every time you say something on this dude's page, that nigga end up in your inbox. I think about those things. I think about the consequences. I think about the outcomes. What could happen if I did that? If I wasn't thinking with my dick. I mean, if I was thinking with my dick, I wouldn't even consider those things. So to me, thinking with your dick is, I mean, not thinking with your dick is more of a mature approach. Like I said, you think about the consequences. You think about the shit that could happen. You think about how it could just affect you, like, you know, affect the woman as well. And also, I don't like a lot of men, they have boys talk, you know, just men would sit around and just talk shit about sports, about women. Honestly, if I was thinking with my dick, I would entertain a lot of those conversations where men are degrading women or talking about pussy or talking about this. But believe it or not, I don't engage in those types of conversations. I just don't, because I don't find them. A lot of times they're not accurate. I think a lot of times men will generalize women. They say, you know, women this or women that. I'm like, no, that's that woman you're dealing with. Don't say all women are like that. You know, that's that particular woman. And women do it too. You guys do it too when it comes to men. Why do men do such and such? Why do men do such and such? That's a very general statement. I want to be very specific when I talk about a woman. I don't want to, you know, speak in generalities when I talk about a woman. And so to me, not speaking with generalities, that's me not thinking with my dick. That's taking having a broader perspective, a more subjective perspective, you know, not being so objective when it comes to a subjective type of topic, when it comes to a particular person, being more subjective and not objective. So that's me not thinking with my dick. I hope that this gave you guys some clarity I think you guys get what I'm talking about. So thinking with your dick is you just, you're worried about your ego, very egocentric. I want to give you one more example, scenario that actually happened. And a lot of times, you know, we as men, our dick is put more to the test with men, with our boys, than it is with women, believe it or not. Because you want to uphold a certain image around your boys. You want your boys to think you're this. You want them to kind of, you know, think you're like one of the dudes. Well, I'm past that point of me wanting to fit in. Thinking with your dick wants to fit in. That's what thinking with your dick does. That's what it is to me. Once before, it was a couple years ago. I was out with my fraternity brothers. We had a big picnic here at the beach, like a picnic. And I wasn't there long. I think I was only there for like an hour. And I was like, okay, this is enough of this. I'm ready to go. And so I was headed out and a couple of the bros stopped me. They were like, oh, dog, you about to go? And I was like, yeah, dog, I'm done. He's like, oh, you pussy whooped, huh? You got to run home to your girl calling. I'm telling you how I would have responded if I was thinking with my dick. I'd be like, yeah, man, you know how women are. You know how they do, man. You got to go when your girl call. That to me is thinking with your dick, because you want to fit in. You want to feel, you know, like they think of you as one of the boys. And that's like such a teenager mentality to me. But I said, no, she's not calling. I miss her. I want to go fucking spend some time with her. I've had enough of hanging with you niggas. I've been with y'all an hour. That's enough for me. And they were like, oh shit. Okay. And one of the other bros was like, damn, that's real, dog. That's real. Shit, you make me miss my wife by saying that. He was like, I think I want to go hang with my wife now. Shit. I was like, well, nigga, go hang with her. You ain't got to hang with these niggas all day and make you feel like you weak if you want to be with your girl. Nigga, go hang with her. And he's like, shit, I am. And the other bro was like, that's real, bro. That's real. And see, a lot of men will put you to a test to just see if you want it in. No, I'm not. I'm not that dude. I'm not that dude that feels like I have to fit in or talk that same type of shit about women that you do. If I'm interested in my girl and I want to go spend some time with her, damn it, I'm going to say that. I'm not going to like bow down to that bullshit. So, yes. And I went and spent some fucking time with my girl. But and if you're thinking with your dick, your ego is at stake. Your ego is at stake when you're thinking with your dick. But when you're not, you don't give a fuck about your ego. Your ego can get your ass in trouble. So these are just scenarios, real life examples of me not thinking with my dick and thinking with my dick. And also, you know how like sometimes you can, you know, there have been situations where I, you know, I was about to date, you know, the girl and I were interested in each other and she wanted something that I didn't want. And trust me, I would look at this one, I'm like, man, I bet she got some good ass pussy. I know she got some good ass pussy. I know she's a good fuck, but because she wanted something that I couldn't give her, I took a step back and looked at him like, okay, so Reggie, if you do this, if you do have sex with her, what is that going to do? What type of situation is that going to put you in or put y'all in or put her in? So I couldn't be selfish in that situation. I was like, you know what? I can't fuck this girl. I'm going to end up with more problems than, you know, shit, than I can imagine. So sometimes you got to put that nut aside. You just got to walk her ass to the car and come back in and bust your nut yourself or rub one out your damn self. Thinking with your dick keeps her on your couch. Not thinking with your dick walks her to the car and you come back and rub one out your goddamn self. That's what not thinking with your dick is. So I rub one out now. I'm not going to put myself in a situation where, you know, put myself in a situation or put, you know, a young lady in a situation to where, you know, it just causes more problems. So, yeah, rub one out. Rub one out, brothers. You know, rub one out. You know, don't put yourself out there like that. A nut ain't that goddamn important where you got to, you know, deal with some shit on the back end. You know, and even like, you know, there have been like I've met some women that were, you know, that had some issues. So I've dated some women that have had some issues and I had to weigh that thing out. I'm like, okay, this motherfucker already seemed like she got some issues. If I fuck her, man, if we, you know, put sex into this, it's just going to get worse. So, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. So, yeah. So thinking with your dick, like I said, it's more of a selfish approach. It's an egocentric approach. Your ego is like vulnerable, you're lustful, you think you the shit, you know, all this, but not thinking with your dick. You're logical, you think big picture, and you don't allow someone to put you in a box and to diminish your character because they think that's what you want. Like you make sure if you want to fuck with me, you got to get to know me. Don't just start sending me pictures and I don't know your ass, you know. So if you won't have some, you know, I'm not going to say respect for yourself because you may think that is having respect for yourself. But if you won't have some cooth, I will. I will move away from that situation. So that is thinking and not thinking with your dick. And that's what it means to me. That's what it means to me. I don't know the textbook definition. I think the textbook definition may talk about, you know, just always being lustful. It's more than being lustful. You know, as a grown ass man, it is. As a teenager, nah. But as a grown ass man, it's more than that because shit, your dick is at stake. Your reputation is at stake. You know, a lot is at stake when you are a grown ass man. So that's all I got for you guys. I hope that gave you guys some clarity. Brothers, if you got something on thinking with your dick, you know, that I didn't mention or I want to hear from you. I want to know what you're thinking with your dick is. Email your boy at reggie@purplecuptalk.com. Hit me up. Let me know if it's, you know, time that you thought with your dick and it put you in a bad spot, or a time that your dick was put to the test and you prevailed. You know, you won. You know, I want to hear about this type of shit. So anyway, that's all I got for you guys today. Like I said, it's going to be a very short episode, and this is actually short for me. It's about to be less than 30 minutes, but just, I mean, we can't talk about dicks all day. Y'all know I ain't crazy about the word dick. And I want to make this, I'm not going to make a promise, but I want to say this. I want us to, one thing I'm about to do, at least for the next couple of weeks, I'm not about to have these talks about masculinity and sexuality for a while, because that's like a hot topic. And it's not, I'm not saying I don't want to talk about it because it's not a hot topic, but I don't want to talk about it because a lot of the brothers that I see on social media are very closed-minded. We all have to agree with one another. I'm not saying that. But when you try to like have a conversation with them, have an actual dialogue with them, they get very visceral. They get like very defensive, and they, you know, and so that's not healthy. That's not healthy. I want to have healthy conversations, you know, with some brothers, and it just wasn't happening. And so maybe I need to put my own group together. Oh, speaking of putting my own group together, I want to talk to you guys real quick before I get off of here about just how some things that I've been putting out in the universe are like coming back to me. They're coming back to me. I'm going to tell you about one thing. The other ones I'm going to save for when I talk with, for the episode with baby girl, Chris. So I, the other day when I talked about Tank and his perspective on, you know, men sucking dick or whatever, I went live. And if you aren't following me on social media, if you haven't seen the live, go check out the live. Damn, where was I going with this? Oh, so when I finished, you know, going back and forth with brothers on the post, you know, just, I was like, damn, brothers are just, the brothers on this post, not all brothers, of course, but the brothers that I see on this post, they're just like, they're mad. They're angry sounding. They have a very defensive tone. Even when you just try to ask them a question about something that they said. For example, one young man said, where has the African-American masculinity gone? Okay, brother, what do you mean by African-American masculinity? What is your definition of that? Here is my definition. Here's what I think African-American masculinity is. Broke it down to him, you know, from my perspective. And all he said was, yeah, okay. Okay. And I was like, so what is your definition? He didn't say nothing else. So I was like, okay, that's one. Another one, you know, this guy, you know, he was not agreeing with my perspective on the whole male sucking a dick thing and coming for me. I mean, like coming for me. Oh, that's what you really think? Oh, man, this. Oh, man, that. And so when I said, well, hey, brother, how about, you know, tell me why do you think it's this way? Why do you think it's that? Why do you think it's gay? Tell me why you think that. Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about this. Oh, this ain't even what I want to talk about. You know, if you want to talk about how we can, you know, help the black community, yeah, I'm all in. But I don't want to talk about this. Oh, but you want to attack me. When you were attacking me, you were okay with talking about this. But when I question your reasoning, or when I just ask, hey, why do you feel this way, since you're attacking why I feel a certain way or why I think a certain way, so explain to me why you feel that way. Oh, man, I don't even want to talk about this. I was like, okay, see, I thought this was an opportunity for us to have a healthy discussion, you know, because when you were trying to attack me, I listened to you. Now I want to hear from you. You don't want to talk about it. I was like, God damn. And it happened to me again and again and again. So I was like, man, I need to put together my own group because I do want to talk to brothers. I do want to be, you know, a part of a group where men can actually sit down and talk openly and honestly with not toxicity in their tone. You know, to just talk and be honest and be vulnerable and actually be transparent and talk to each other. That's what I wanted. That's what I want. I can't say that's what I want. I want that. And I was thinking maybe I should just start my own group and, you know, just where we, you know, just men can just talk and, you know, because men don't have that. We don't have that. We do, you know, if we have close friends, but just not in general. We just don't have that. And the next day I get an inbox from a guy and said, hey, Reggie, I would like you to be a part of this group that I'm starting. It's with men. It's with alpha males. It's with these type of men where we're going to sit down, where we're going to have a group where we can just talk honestly and openly, you know, with each other. And I was like, ain't that some shit? As soon as I say I want that, it came to me. And so I was like, man, if you don't hurry up and send me that goddamn link so I can join. I said, but let me be honest with you. I want to be upfront. I'm also considering starting a group. I don't want you thinking I got in your group and now I want to go ahead and start mine. So just know that up front, I've been considering starting a group of my own. So I want you thinking I stole your ideas from shit. He's like, no, that's cool. And he sent me the link and I joined. So I'm excited that I'm actually going to get a chance to talk to some other open-minded brothers, some brothers that are not so judgmental, some brothers that, you know, that can just, you know, have a decent conversation with each other just about whatever. So I'm excited about that. So anyway, that's all I got. Let me wrap this up, you know, put a little bow on it for you guys. So again, thinking with your dick to me is when you're selfish, you're egocentric, you feel like your ego is being threatened or, you know, put at risk and harm's way. You're lustful. You're all about that pussy and that pussy drives you. You're proud. You stereotype women. And that's what thinking with your dick is to me. Not thinking with your dick is being more logical, more selfless, and you don't allow someone to put you in a box and diminish your character. That's not thinking with your dick to me. All right. That's all I got, man. That's it. I want you guys to enjoy the rest of your weekend. Come back and listen to the episode on Tuesday. If you haven't gone to see the movies that I said I'm going to see, you know, go check them out because maybe we can talk about it. Maybe we can talk about it on my page. And my page is Just Jiving on Facebook. It's Just Jiving on IG. It's Just Jiving on YouTube. And I know y'all, I've been talking about putting up a page for Purple Cup Talk. That will be coming up in a few days. It will be coming up in a few days. Look, hey, I enjoyed this. Short to the point. You got a lot of real. And that's it. That's it, y'all. And you guys be careful out there in them streets. Oh, let me say this. If this is your first time coming through, appreciate it. If you've been through here before, hey, thanks for coming back. And if this is your last time, hey, I wish you well. You know, you may realize, damn, I don't like this nigga. But and again, if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate your boy, review it. And if you have anything, if you don't have anything positive to say, keep it to your motherfucking self. Oh, also, I'm going to Target to get some new toiletries. And I'm trying out some new fragrances today on my body wash. So I will be telling y'all about my new fragrances. And I'm going to try some new toothpaste and give me a new toothbrush. So, yeah, that is some random. So it was 99% real, 1% random. So anyway, you guys be careful out there in them streets. And if you are black, be careful in your house. And I am Reggie Hathorn. Just jiving, jiving, jiving. Just jiving. Oh, just jiving, jiving with Reggie Hathorn.
Where's my damn cup?